quiet my reflection. I know we done learned some lessons, and you about to tell us what it is and what it ain't, so just leave a message after the sploosh. I love you. Hey, beautiful. So today I just feel like talking. I just feel like sharing any messages that come up as I'm talking. I don't want to do a reading. I just want to talk and be present and be here and allow the words to flow for whatever we need to hear right now. So, first off, I hope you've been doing well. I hope you've been doing wonderful. I hope life has been everything that you've been desiring. I hope you're happy. I heard that. I hope you're happy. And I'm so proud of you. Facts. Have you really thought about, like, just how amazing you are, like how far you've come? Have you thought about that? Do you really realize who you are, where you are right now? Like, compared to where you've been, no matter if it's like you're where you projected you would be by now or not, you have come so far. And you got to take your credit, baby. I hope you've been taking your credit. I hope you've been showing up. I hope you've been being all that you should be. I hope you have all that you require to get what you desire. That's a chant right there. I have all that I have all that is required for everything I desire. That is a chant right there. Matter of fact, that's a good one for money. If you want to do a money spell or a money chant, I have all the money required for all that I desire. I have all the money required for all that I desire. That's powerful right there. But I hope you do. I hope you have everything required to receive everything you desire. And I hope you receive it. I hope it comes to you on the fastest route possible. You know what I'm saying? No hesitation, no delays, no wrong address. Speaking of, I ordered a sample of the I Heart My Life hoodies that just came out. And child, I put the wrong address in. Like, but when I got the package, they crossed it out and then they put my right address with a question mark because it was just one digit I messed up on. And the street doesn't have that digit. So they was like, okay, she must have meant this. And I got it. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, with such ease. Like, I didn't even think that was what was going on. I didn't even notice any hiccups. And it still came fast. Like, that really makes me think about how intricate the mailing system is. Because, like, just think of all the different things coming from all different places, going to all different places, and they sort that all out. And some stuff they do next day delivery. Like, I'm talking about getting it to the right driver. Like, I really be thinking, how did that work? I need to see. How can I relate that to life? Like, there's just so many things that are being delivered to you through so many ways that you don't even know about. You don't even, how intricate everything that is being delivered to you is crazy. Like, you genuinely don't. You don't have to worry about nothing. I didn't have to do nothing. And it still came to me. You know? And that's like, that's proof that the universe be having your back. Like, oh, she meant this. I got that. I could have not had that hoodie. But I did, because everything is perfect. Everything always works out. That mantra, how am I so rich, has been blowing up on TikTok. It's like literally 200K. And there's this other creator that made a video to it, and she, hers got like 600K. It's almost a million views on a sound, on a rap that's like helping so many people around the world. How am I so rich? How am I so limitless? How does everything I spend come back to me times 10? Huh? How? How does it happen every single time? Them ask formations are serious, child. Them ask formations are so serious. If you haven't tried to ask formations yet, try it. How do I have such a great day today? How did I make $10,000 this month? You know, how do I have the perfect car? I'm telling you. Boom, bada, boom, bop. I got my car. I thought I told you. I have a car. Bro, I haven't had a car for like... like almost 2 years. Like 1 3/4 year. 1 3/4 year. 1 3/4 year. You know what I mean. And I have my car. Like, I'm so happy that I get to just experience and learn and try new things and share and enhance the lives of so many other people around the world. Like, it's just, it's truly genuine. It's truly, like, I love doing it. I love just being able to just be me, man. I love being me. I love Fisher Price. No. But I tried to do a reading before this, and it was just like, no. Like, no, 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 no. One card came out, and it was just, what is this, the Seven of Ghosts? Yeah, the Seven of Ghosts. Ghosts are, our ghost cup. I'm a little tired. But yeah, it's just like a bunch of ghosts, just from the Halloween Tarot deck, by the way. There's a bunch of ghosts in a circle, and then it's like a knight below them looking up at them holding a cat, and like he has this flag with a rocket on it, which I've never really, that never stood out to me before now. But it's like I'm hearing, take it to the moon, Scotty, or something like that. Take me to the moon. Like you've landed with everything that you've been manifesting is here, and you've brought it all here, and now you can put up your flag and like celebrate. Like this, you have established, you know how they like had a race to the moon or so they say, whatever. Man, like, yeah, you know how the race to the moon is, like you have your new territory. Like you've marked, this is a new place that you're in. And now you get to have your housewarming party. You claim this life that you have. And it feels good. Feels so good, child. But yeah, I'm not going to hold you too long. I just had to say that. Oh, I wanted to. I'm gonna stop putting times on the channel messages that I do or that we do. I'm gonna stop putting times on them, like December channel messages, messages of the week. I'm just going to channel messages when the messages need to be channeled because they be timeless. Like somebody saw the message from last week, literally today, and was like, "This resonated with me, what I got going on right now." And I know these are timeless messages. I know that. So yeah. I'm about to get off here. It literally just turned 12:12 as I was saying that. Let me, I gotta go to Sacred Scribes real quick. 12:12, honey. Sacred Scribes. Every time I see an angel number, I'm zooming to Sacred Scribes. All right. Stay focused on your highest expectations as angels and universal energies work behind the scenes, helping you to manifest your wants and needs, goals, and desires. Just like what we were saying earlier with the mailing system. Like, there's so much stuff going on behind the scenes that you don't even know about, or you never even have to worry about. You know what I'm saying? Like, and they making sure your scene is set up, honey. You are to step out of your comfort zone and take new directions and or begin new projects and ventures that you haven't wanted to do for a long time now. Yo, this is so divine because I was out and about for a little while today, and I was with my aunt, and we went to this bar and grill to get some food. And they was having karaoke night. And guess what? I went up there and did some karaoke. I sure did. It was so fun to just listen to my voice like perform without kind of performing. It was no stress. It was no worries. It was fun. Stepping out of your comfort zone and taking new directions. Usually, I don't think I've ever done karaoke like that in my life, but I just went for it, And that's true because you open up new experiences. You just get to check things off. It's like I'm getting a vision of, I think it was a Raven. That's a Raven episode when she had to watch the little Girl Scouts or something like that, and they were trying to get their badges. It's like you get badges for completing these things. Yep, that you've been wanting to do for a long time now. Things that you've been wanting to do, baby. Go ahead and do it. Pursuing your passions and purpose. Releasing fears and apprehensions. Literally. In this new territory over here. Stay on a positive path and to use your natural skills, talents, and abilities to their utmost for the benefit of yourself and others. Yep, use positive affirmations and visualizations to enhance energies and draw them towards you. The more you focus on the positives, the quicker they are manifested into your reality. And that's facts. That's facts. Because if you're only focused on the negative, you're only going to seek out the negative. You know what I'm saying? It's like you see something positive and you just like skip right over it. Zoom, 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 zoom to the next negative thing. Like make that a moment. It's like sight reading life. Or just the negative things. If you start reading for the positive things, you're gonna literally gravitate towards them more because you're already looking for it. You're already on alert. You're already getting notifications when something is of that nature. Of look over here. Here it is. Ding ding ding. So that was on brand. That's not a child. I mean, no, that's not be. Don't be fake, and that's why I have to keep these on the podcast and listen. Oh, I just got some chills and listen to them as often as possible because anything can happen. I'm open to everything because I didn't give them all my reality could change. 1414, let's see what that's about. Child, thought I was getting off of here. Here we go. Thirsty. Hold on. Hold on. She thirsty. Okay. Your thoughts and feelings are being elevated to a more positive state. That was just the perfect conclusion and like addition to focusing on the positive. Give any fears or concerns of any kind to the angels for healing and transmutation. And I literally just posted something on TikTok and Instagram. I think this was last week about transforming and transmuting your pain. Even in the last voicemail, I think that's what we was talking about. Allowing yourself to, even how we started off this voicemail, just knowing how far you've come, really seeing your progress. Like, because you've transformed so much. Okay. Maintain a positive attitude, mindset, and optimistic outlook to attract positive energies and auspicious circumstances into your life. Yep. I'm telling you, thank you for making me feel like I'm the luckiest girl in the world. Thank you for giving me all that I deserve. Thank you for reminding me of my worth. I'm the luckiest girl in the world. Thank you for letting everything go my way. Thank you for life getting better every day. I love the life I live because it's so great. I'm so lucky. Okay. Be mindful of the law of attraction as energy you see and outcomes back to you. And that's another thing that I've been like getting throughout the last couple couples is just being who you want to be. Like, if you want to be the woman that gets her nose, that keeps her toes and her nails done, baby, you better start off by going to the beauty supply store or the dollar store, getting you some polish, or going through your cabinets and doing your nails yourself. Get your little nail file clipper. Like, you have to start doing the things that you want to do on an easy level. You know what I'm saying? And then work your way up to the more advanced levels, upgrade. You know what I'm saying? But you can start where you are. There's so many things where you can start where you are. And even on the video I posted today about radical acceptance in this journal that I'm doing, it's over on my TikTok. But just accepting everything as it happens and doing what you can do to the best of your ability. Because there's nothing you can do if there's nothing you can do. So, if you're just stepping in that energy, you're gonna get that back. But if you're stepping into that space from a powerlessness, powerless, from a powerless point of view, like you can't do anything about it, that's what you're gonna get back. But if you take back that power and you do what you can do, then you're standing fully in your power. So you're going to be powerful and then you're going to get those situations and those scenarios back. And you're going to become this actual powerful person. But it's like the activation of powers. You know what I'm saying? Like progressing your powers as you go along, starting little. With the little things, with doing what you can do right here, right now, and training and stuff like that. It's just constantly building your muscle for power. And even that mantra, I am so powerful, and anything I need, I already got it all. Good news always calls, so every day it feels like I just hit the Powerball. Even from that, it's like, yeah. Literally, stepping into your power is crazy. Okay. Be careful what you wish because you just might get it. That is true. Stay positive, optimistic, and practical to ensure that you manifest what you want rather than what you don't. Exactly. Exactly, exactly, exactly. Focus on what you want. Focus on what you want. And focus on what you want. Not what you don't want. Building strong foundations from well-laid plans ensures future stability, progress, and success. And yeah, just like we were saying, you gotta start somewhere. And if you're going to start, baby, no matter how small, baby, you better start. You know what I'm talking about? You better have a grand opening. I don't care if it's, petite, little, and tiny. But do everything grand. That was something in my mantra today. It was a stuck in my head. It was like something about everything I do is extra large. You can't run a game on me if I'm in charge. Everything that I do is extra large or something like that. But like, yeah, baby, gotta do it big. Put your efforts and focus towards your long-term goals and aspirations and work with purpose, passion, and drive. Courageously step forward in the direction of your true life purpose and trust that the things that you require will manifest when needed in your life. Okay, right. Do not worry. If you find yourself worrying, catch yourself and work on that a little bit. Reprogram it right then and there. You know what I'm saying? Just for a little bit, just so you feel comfortable again. Catch yourself in these moments and reprogram. That's all it takes. So if you catch yourself thinking about the past, you could use the mantra. You can use the mantra. Let me think of something else. If you're feeling hopeless, like there's nothing that you can do about the situation, or you are. No, I don't want to do that one because I already did that one too. Okay, boom. If you're worried about money coming back to you, catch yourself, reassure yourself that it's okay. I know this is what we thought, this is what we believe, this is what we've known for so long. But you can use the mantra, how am I so rich? How am I so limitless? How does everything I spend come back to me times 10? How am I so rich? How am I so limitless? How does everything I spend come back to me times 10? Child, use that. And it will help you. I'm telling you, it will help you. Take my word. Second word, at each phase in our lives, we are somewhere we have never been before. Hello? And that's what is makes you kind of concerned or worried, because it's like, I've never been here before. This is such an unfamiliar thing. I'm used to this. I'm used to this. I'm not used to this. But it's like you want to get used to it because it's forever. As long as you want it forever, it's forever. Have faith and trust that you have the skills, talents, and abilities to face all that lay ahead of you. You are where you are meant to be at this time. We do the best what we enjoy and feel passionate about. Child, I don't know how much I need to hear that, because I have been low-key worried about something, and it's just like, but I've been catching myself. I've been catching myself. I've been reaffirming. I've been rewiring. I've been working on it. I've been strengthening this muscle because it's here. Like, it's all here. It's all here right now. So why am I worried? Why am I worried that it will revert? You know what I'm saying? So, okay, now I feel extra good about that little message. I probably summarized this and put it up on TikTok and Instagram if you want to read it. Just read the short version throughout the week to remind you of it. You can just listen to this as many times as you need to. Yeah, and all of those mantras that I've been singing throughout here can be found on a playlist I have on YouTube. I think all of them. Yeah, there's a playlist on YouTube with some mantras. And you can listen to it as much as you want to. I try to listen to it every day. Like, I'm gonna do a morning kind of thing that I do. So like, start have a little high vibe day, but I have that playlist. I have a BandLab playlist, which is just a playlist of a bunch of unreleased mantras that I have that I've just been like kind of using to like test and have proof that it works and see how well it works before I share it. There's a affirmation playlist that I have on there where I'm literally just reciting affirmations or ask affirmations or yeah, just listen to those. No fun. There's one more playlist that I have. Oh, I have the kind of the YouTube playlist minus a few of the mantra loops that I have on there. It's on Spotify and Apple Music, and I listen to that Apple Music every day. It has songs from myself and other artists, other hip hop artists, just to start our day and remind us. But yeah, whew, I love you. I'll call you back.